right. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
So, first of all, let me know how our audio balance is here.
You guys are in for a real gem tonight.
Yeah, let me tell you, I had to go through four VCRs before I found one where the RF output made a discernible image. Like on channel 3 or channel 4.
I'm dying to see how it looks on stream.
I mean, it's probably gonna look better than you think, honestly. It's like, the black levels are really washed out, but this is going. So, I was having a hard time getting RF out of. I have an extra step in here that I don't need probably, but I was just having a really hard time getting RF out of some of the VCRs. And so ultimately, what this is, it is. And also, I was first of all, I was going to try to get composite out of the 360, but I've got an Xbox 360E, and it uses like a 3.5 millimeter jack for composite and stereo audio, and I just couldn't figure out how to get it to work. I could not even figure out how to like get to output composite video. So the cool thing about Sneak King is that it has a 360 version and an original Xbox version on the same disc. That's like really
That's pretty
neat.
cool. Yeah.
So I put in the original 360 output composite video using a multi cable that's like GameCube, PS2, and Xbox. I think actually it was probably the multi cable I was using in college to connect S-Video to that VGA scaler that I mentioned in the video. And the MLIG Mini that we just did. And so I'm using that cable. Never been before used on Xbox though. Not my cable. So now it's going from that to an RF modulator, composite to RF, into a VCR, which is outputting composite to my ViewSonic scaler, the college scaler that I mentioned in the video, because I couldn't get the RF to work in on that. So I had to convert RF back to composite. And it's outputting VGA to the OSSC. Which is reading something. Hold on, let me check what's reading again. The OSSC is reading 813p over VGA.
What is it reading?
813p. Which I think is like, some variant of 1024 wide or something.
Right.
I'm not sure what the exact vertical resolution is supposed to be.
Well, I mean, it's funny that it was difficult to figure out how to make it look so bad.
I don't know if like the components that drive RF video just go really bad. Like, I mean, who would even know in this day and age, like if
Yeah.
it's working.
I mean, I'm sure there's ways that you can make it look even worse.
Oh yeah. Well, at first I
I
was
think
really
both monsters
excited
and then like
because
it go into the like the Game Gear TV adapter. Maybe we'll have to try to one up it next year. Add one more layer every year.
We'll see. I got real excited first with one of the VCRs because it had a real texture to it, but I just couldn't get a stable image at all out of it. So now we've got something that's like kind of passable. Let's show it off. Here we are. Here is Sneak King and RF. Hi, Sandy. And lots of kind of chromatic aberrations around saturated colors, low black levels. This is a title FMV running here.
And it's not really it's not especially a good looking game, anyways. But I mean,
No.
I do like the character model a
Yeah,
lot.
it's like, I mean, it's not an not a difficult character model to get right, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't look that bad.
No, it's not that bad. So let's see what we can do.
You've been pretty excited to play this one.
I have.
You've
been
to play for a long time.
This is actually a gift from. I bought some games recently off of Sobo, who I don't know if he's here, but he is our very first subscriber. He's a longtime friend of ours. And and I bought Rayman Origins and Rayman Legends off of him recently, and he snuck in a copy of Sneak King, and I've been kind of excited about it.
A game you never really thought about buying ever.
I mean, I'll be honest. I have been tempted at times. I've had a long-standing curiosity.
We got a donation. It looks like I missed it. Hang on, let me just back up a teeny bit. I can get it back in. There it is from Mr. Maynard. Donated $5. Says, "What is this madness? Why, dear God, why?" Thank you.
If you know, you might be able to see on the title screen. There's a strong sort of like red shift to the right of the title Sneak King.
Oh, is that's not native?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah, you can see it's like
you can also see to the right of like the A button on select.
Yeah.
Sort of pinkish next to the B button.
It does. It definitely has a bit of a VHS look to it though, which is.
I was trying to think like. Like, I don't know if there's some way to. I think is the volume is really low.
We got 404 people in here dying to see how to get the worst picture of the Xbox.
Oh, I'm loving the pink and green to the next of that spinning Sneak King there. Ooh, look at those trees. Ooh, there's some colors on those trees. There's some rainbows. There's a lot of color next to the next to the HUD as well. It's morning, and you've got enormous omelet sandwiches to give away. Make 3 deliveries to the hungry folks in this sawmill and consider this breakfast mission accomplished. Press the A button to deliver food, but try not to be seen.
They can't see until they get the food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to sneak up behind them and deliver it to them.
Yeah. They've got like cones of vision. It's like a strong green shift next to this guy's jeans. Oh no!
Lion Secret in the chat says, "Wait, is this a real game?"
This
is definitely a real game. I mean, I don't even know how much it sold for you, but you could only buy it at Burger King, right?
I think that's right. I think it's like fairly common though. I got a regular surprise. I didn't fully. Oh,
we got a $10 donation from Michael Herman, who said, "Happy Easter, trying Corey." Also, definitely looks bad. I hate this game. No matter the visual quality. Ha ha ha.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been very excited to play this game. I think I'm laying some sort of like hitting the triggers. I'm laying some sort of like targets.
So there's 3 games. There's this, Big Bump, and I don't know what the third game was, though.
I think I have to deliver these to, like, people who are actually hungry.
Well, who isn't hungry for Burger King all the time?
Oh, no, I got spotted!
Oh, Pocket Bike Racer is the third one. This is the only one that people really talk about, though.
I think. Like, Big Bumpin' is like bumper cars, right?
I think so. Oh, Retro Morgan says he has an official RF for the Xbox. So I guess there is an official.
Really?
Well, we try to make it worse than the official. If we could, by doing the way that we did it. I think you got to push that down.
I didn't see the button. I feel like the...
Oh, Big Bumpin' is like Mario Kart.
Really? I thought it was bumper cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I go inside this building. Ooh, look at the... Oh, I can't. There's some color on this building. Some noise.
Do you want to quickly explain like how you achieved this signal again? For because there's somebody in the chat saying they weren't here. For the people that weren't here at the beginning. Just really quickly.
So it is. I had to go through four VCRs before I found one that even output a stable RF image. And I also couldn't get RF to work going into the scaler. So this is going composite out of the Xbox using a multi cable to a standalone RF modulator. Oh, this is just like hiding in here, I think. Okay, I get it. And then going so composite out of the Xbox to an RF modulator, RF out of that into a VCR. The VCR is then outputting composite again to the ViewSonic scaler that I mentioned in the video.
The new video.
The new video that we released on Friday.
Out on Friday, right? Is out on Friday.
So, which is outputting VGA to the OSSC.
It's just funny that you have to somehow get back the HDMI after everything is all said and done.
It's outputting 813p.
If we couldn't get this one to work, though, I think like my backup was to play something that was not like anything we'd ever play. I was like, I should play like a sports game. Like I really wanted to play Madden 92.
Oh yeah, but the thing is, you would play that.
I would play it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely would. I mean, it's the only Madden I like. I'm sure the other Genesis ones are very good, but that's the only one, 92 is the only one I care about.
I'm not sure where all these hungry people are. I'm kind of bummed out that I only gave a regular surprise to that one guy. Oh, I can run.
Sogo's saying he wants to see you try to 100% this. Oh, we got a $10 donation from Adam Jenkins, who says, I'm anxiously awaiting sequels from Dairy Queen where you sneak around delivering upside-down blizzards and race around in ice cream trucks. Happy Easter.
Yeah,
thank you.
I saw a hungry person.
Happy Easter to you.
I saw a hungry person up on this platform. Here we go. I get this big jumbo omelet sandwich delivered. Oh no, he fainted.
He was so hungry.
Oh no. Is he a lost cause now?
I don't know. He's dying, man.
Oh, he got up. We're okay. Uh-oh.
Can you give him food? Can you like leave some food for him?
I need to reverse
that. Oh, we got a $2 donation from Cracker Jack. It says, how is the input lag?
It's
not unplayable. But I mean, I guess this is not a game.
Yeah, it's not a game where it would really be obvious. I mean, the only thing that's really happening that I can think of that would introduce input lag is the deinterlacer on the VGA scaler.
Yeah. It's just a regular surprise.
Yeah.
Just a regular surprise.
I don't know. I don't know, like, how I can up my surprise. Oh, no, that person fainted. This person wants one, though.
Yeah, bite of that juicy burger.
But yeah, I can imagine, because of like not trophy hunters, but achievement hunters.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand like why people would have like a relationship with this game.
Daniel De Resende, we do, if you check our playlist, we have a playlist that has all of our streams on there. So if you have hundreds of hours at this point, there's a lot of content for you in there.
Sometimes just handing over hash browns isn't enough. You've got style. Why not use it to deliver a serving of hash browns with a flourish? Hit the A button. Whew, I can't even read the A on that button. I just know it's the A button. Hit the A button to stop the flourish gauge and score more points. Okay. Let's test out our flourish gauge. Oh, that's not good enough. A regular surprise is not good enough. Let's see. Restart challenge. Look at that. Instant restarting. Now that is some quality. Wouldn't you agree?
I missed it.
Oh,
it hasn't happened.
I got a one flourish.
You know, sometimes just delivering those hash browns not enough.
Oh, that was, I only had to deliver one hash brown. I'm going to retry it and see if I can do a better flourish. Ooh, yeah! Well, that's some flourish.
I like his celebration. Like, he's like, yes! It seems kind of like out of character for him. Be like, so like hyped up about it.
Oh, we've got Sobo.
Look at him dance. What?
We've got Sobo in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. He is extremely excited about you playing this.
I am too. Hang on, I'm going to quit to the menu because I think it's been saving. I'm going to change the camera. Invert camera control. There we go. They're hiding places everywhere. Hit the Y button to hide inside. If you can surprise someone from a hiding place, you'll score more points. Man, I love the colors on those trees. They're pretty serious.
Like kind of a box around the rotating logo there. Look like.
Wait a second. I am unconvinced these camera controls are inverted. Were they correct before? And I was just crazy? I've been having trouble lately because I've been playing like PS2 games and stuff. And like, it's like making me backpedal on my getting used to non-inversion.
So this is, I guess, the most expensive one out of the three games.
Oh.
I mean, it's the only one that people really know, I think.
Yeah.
People talk about. Yeah, we didn't really have anything planned for
also,
April Fool's, so
this is
a good way to kind of do it. And the inversion doesn't work. The toggle doesn't work, maybe.
Is that what, I don't know, if maybe it's a weird thing because, like, it's a saved game? Invert camera control.
Skilled Rook says we should do an RGB masterclass on TVs that were basically furniture.
Oh, man, I love those. My grandma has one. The TV itself hasn't worked forever, but, I mean, it's still like in her living room because it's furniture.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and you can't get rid of that.
My parents, I remember one that my parents had in their bedroom, like, I was really young, but I don't know what happened to it. Yeah, the inversion toggle either doesn't work, or it's just being weird because it's a saved game, but that wouldn't make much sense. A true.
What are you drinking?
Huh?
What are you drinking?
Fresca.
Oh, because I mean, usually you're not drinking a. Usually you're just drinking a bottle of water.
No, I want something cold. My water is usually room temperature. A true Sneak King would never keep the buttery goodness of these crossin' witch sandwiches to himself. He'd deliver these to 300 citizens. He'd deliver these to 300 citizens as fast as possible. And he'd do it in style without touching one of those blue vision cone things. I mean, you know, it's like, it's not a poorly made game.
It's like, no.
It's like, it's fine. Ooh, Flourish 2. That's what Flourish 2 is like. Ooh, that is a fluffy looking cross croissant witch. I wonder if there's any foods in this game that are no longer on the Burger King menu. There's like some historical, lost historical significance here. Oh no! Oh no! I was too slow! We lost her. Oh no, we lost Luke, another.
Pruzovic says, do RGB masterclass on the Etch-A-Sketch. I love the Etch-A-Sketch. Although I think my kids broke the one I had gotten for my wife a few years ago. It doesn't really work anymore.
I used to have an Etch-A-Sketch. I wish I still had like some of the weird computer things. Like I had like a plug and play art thing that you put on a TV. and I had like two just like computer type things.
So were games like this, they were pretty much like, I mean, in recent years, I mean, pretty much only like an Xbox thing. Cause I think about the Xbox Live Arcade games that were very much, you know, like promotions. Like the Dorito Dash that I think people mentioned in the chat. There's like a Yaris game, a driving game. I mean, you didn't see any of things like on other platforms.
There was a Skittles game, right?
Yeah, that
for like GameCube, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I think it's GameCube.
The only reason I thought of the Yaris game is because I was recently looking on through my Xbox 360, like my download list. Oh, that. There is a Skittles game. It was Wii and DS, and it was M&M's.
Wait, what? I could have swore it was Skittles, not M&M's.
Russian Morgan says, "Try thanks for including the older picture that you included in the last episode. Love that kind of stuff. I should do more stuff like that, like the Christmas episode." Yeah, I mean, I like if we have a reason to do it. If there's a way to slip it in like that, a way to slip it in, put it in there. Yonoid. There was a lot of stuff like that on the NES, but I think that they kind of went away for a while.
Yeah. Is this the only game that has like an Xbox and a 360 version on the same disc?
It might be. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it work when you put it in the 360? Does it actually play off the disc or does it have to install?
Oh, no, I got seen. I don't think is there any such thing as
Burger King's a pretty good dancer. Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's only like got like the one move, but
I probably couldn't do it. Oh, she saw me.
Yeah, old Pepsi Man, yeah. But I mean, those were like full retail titles. These are just kind of like either, you know, like the fact that you could get this at Burger King, you couldn't get anywhere else.
You know, my family's Indiana Jones VHS tapes were bought from McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they have any McDonald's branding on them, but oh no, he almost saw me. Oh, I see. That's like a sound meter.
Oh, so you gotta move slower. Oh, so it does play off the disc. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, are there any required install 360 games?
Just the games that have like all the downloadable stuff on the disc.
Oh, we lost some.
Oh, there was a Chester Cheetah game, but I mean, those were all retail titles. I mean, I don't feel like this was not a typical retail game.
And what did you have to pay, like $5 at Burger King, or did you like get it if you bought like a certain meal?
I don't know. When this came out, I was not actively like in games. Like paying attention to the goings on of the industry.
Yeah, I mean, I remember these games being a thing, but I mean, you know, I didn't care a thing about Xbox at the time. Ooh, right. Sawmill Challenge 15, jeez.
They gotta stretch those levels out.
Chain count.
Yeah, Doritos Crash Course. I never played it, but that was a freebie.
Chain count.
Too. I mean, that, I think of that is, you know, like that's a definite promotion. Same thing with the Yaris. So in other news, I kind of had a. Oh, go ahead.
No, go on.
I don't know if anybody in here saw my Periscope stream this week, but I kind of hit a milestone in my game collection this week. Probably pretty much the only stuff I collect. It's been 25 years in the making. I finally completed my working designs collection.
And
that's not, it doesn't include all the variants and stuff like that. Know?
What's yeah, that? You're not worried about variants. At least.
Oh, I mean, I kind of want to get the lunar variant. Brandon Pierce donated $2 and asked that RGB episode for pre-NES consoles. Atari needs some love. I think we definitely will at some point. Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I intend to. I just haven't got around to having the mods installed yet.
Right. But yeah, the working design is just, it's kind of surreal. I mean, although I think the only thing that I want to get, I do want to get the foil stamped version of Lunar, the Silver Star, on the Sega CD. I have the first print run, which is before they started doing that. I just feel like that's something I would probably like to have. More stuff about like our game collection. I think of stuff like that, now that we've kind of done we've released our first mini. I think that you might see some minis more on like some casual stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like minis aren't always gonna be tech things, but we kind of wanted to start with a tech thing to be just like
so that people don't feel like
this is like something you might be interested in.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that the minis are going to be kind of an outlet for us to kind of do stuff that doesn't fit into our normal spectrum. Passed. And then we don't have to feel there has to be some epic, like long thing. And, you know, and you know, like there might be even some stuff that are long, but also still a mini in the sense that it doesn't really fit into any other category
or it,
subject wise.
Or it was, you know, something that didn't take us a tremendous amount of production time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you made that episode in, like, I mean, when everything was said and done, it took like 3 days. Like, it was like one day to.
Yeah, I mean, that's including research, testing, and writing.
Right. I Hate You says, do you have Snatcher for Sega CD? Great game. It's I famously sold my copy of Snatcher in 2004 for $80 when I moved to New York City to help me fund my move. And it's like, it's silly. It's kind of like my holy grail at this point, because that is like the game that it just like kills me that I got rid of. I've been very close to buying it several times, but I just have not done it.
Okay, so inversion is for
first person?
No, it's only for Y axis.
Oh, okay. The iScan Pro. I think I have the iScan Pro. I think that's the same one as I have.
Delivered double the jolts by not only surprising some lucky sawmill worker with a stimulating cup of BK Joe coffee, but doing it from within a hiding place. Press the greenish yellowish button. Like, look at that, the color on that button. It's like every color. It's like green, yellow, and a little red. Near a hiding place.
GameSack is in the chat and says, I don't like this. I can still make out what's going on. I do not truly believe this is the worst possible picture, and that's what I desire. Yeah, I think that we could probably make it worse and worse.
We could
and worse.
Make it worse. We were short on time, you know?
Yeah. This idea only came together in the last 2 hours.
Let me see if I can, like, what happens if I, like, loosen one of the RF screws a little bit. Let's see if we can make it worse on the spot.
Canadian Fuzzy, that was a great video. I know exactly what you're talking about.
How's that?
I'll have to wait for it to show up. Oh, I saw it do something.
Let's see if I can successfully do this mission this way. Oh my gosh. This is a mistake.
There it is. Joe, is that better? I don't know if you're still watching.
Oh, I can see the code of vision. I don't know where the hiding places are.
You know what? It just makes the game more challenging.
Yeah, exactly. I can find a hiding place. I can do this. I don't know how many cups of BK Joe I have.
It's funny because, you know, like, the stream is having such a hard time with it. It's just, like, the macro blocks and stuff.
You know what? It's, like, actually easier for me to look at OBS and, like, parse what's going on for some reason. I think just because it's, like, smaller.
Yeah, this is a new level. This is it right here. I think the only way you could make it worse is if you made it like a tiny little box in the middle of the screen.
Oh, I can still see those cones of vision. Oh no, I can see the cone, but I can't see like the person associated with it. Oh, I got spotted.
Oh, you know, Mr. Manus said, what is a scrambled Skinamax? Like, I don't know what kids... I mean, I guess everything is so much more easily accessible these days, but... You know, I remember watching through scrambled pay channels.
I don't know if anyone's gonna... Oh. could I have done it? Like, how do I?
You're actually, like, I think you're on the next level. You don't even realize it. Because it looks the same through the year. Kevin McQuarrie, I mean, she has a Hello Kitty backpack for school, but not really big into it. I don't have any of the games that feature Hello Kitty. I mean, you can start getting Happy Hazard with the settings on the OSSC if you want to know.
I don't know if there's really anything I can...
Okay, Joe's on board now. He says, this is the best stream, seriously. Okay. Hopefully, we've been redeemed.
Oh, I get it. Those targets are, like, hiding places. Oh, here we go.
I mean, you should try some, like, other stuff, too. Like, what are some other systems you could play this way?
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be that hard to hook up most things. I guess I have to...
GameSex says, this is the kind of quality I expect from my life in gaming.
I have to surprise at least one person with this quality.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe later I'll see if I can, like, run through something like Mario.
Like something you're good at. Like Mario 3, if someone said you should try and play Mario 3 this way. But I mean, it's impressive. I mean, it almost looks like a filter.
It's real. This could be an aesthetic that we actually use. Yeah, oh, I totally forgot that I was supposed to be surprising people, like from a hiding place. Oh, I can't even read the text. Oh, I failed. I surprised the person, but I failed.
Everyone's saying that watching any video in like 144p looks better than this.
Then we have truly succeeded.
But you only have one VCR in the chain, correct?
Correct.
But you went through four before you found one that would
actually
do what you wanted it to do.
Well, the problem was that like the quality of the I'm trying to look at the stream to see what...
People are saying you should add some scan lines to it. I mean, you can with the OSSC, you could add a scan line overlay.
I could, or I could add a scan line generator to the chain.
Oh. Oh, watching in 144 improves the picture quality.
Ah.
Because it can't keep up with it. I'm going to try it. Well, I don't know about it. I would. Well, maybe a little bit it does. In a weird kind of way it does.
And FYI, I have no way of like not looking at the game in this quality. Like,
you have to play it.
I have to play it for real.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way it should be.
Exactly. We're doing this legit. Man, I don't know where anyone is to hide.
You can't see anything.
Like, I have to not only surprise people, I have to hide people from hiding. Hide people from hiding. Surprise people from hiding.
You should definitely play something you're really, really good at, though, after playing this a little bit more.
Well, let's screw it back into where I can actually see.
Then you gotta go back to this, though. You gonna go back to this?
We can get it back. I can make this happen again. All right. Now, how's
you just
that
want to beat the level.
Huh?
There. You just want to be, it looks awesome when it's kind of, oh.
Like, doesn't oh, this, like, the, look the, amazing
the
C+ now?
C-plus video, 1024x768. Rhapsody, a musical adventure, a musical game. It's an RPG, and it has, like, a strategy RPG kind of battle system, right? Joe's saying this is the way the developers intended it to be played. That's what they'll tell you all over at Sega 16 because they love their composite. Mitch Bowling donated $5, says OMG, just started watching and it looks so bad.
I wonder if there's like any way I can like lure someone closer here. Because, like, I don't see how I'm ever going to surprise someone waiting like this. There's, like, people passing out, man. I'm not doing my job as the Burger King.
AMF Bowling Pinheads. I'm not familiar with that, what that is. Everyone's saying that the music sounds really scary. Oh, the AIs are pre-programmed along fixed paths where they spawn when you start the mission is RNG, it's randomly generated.
I'm sure there's people out here who have got this game figured out.
Yep, I saw the Twitter. I just wasn't able to like look at it too big in full screen.
I like the character voices. I don't know if you can hear them on the stream very well, but they're like, bah, 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 bah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't know how, like, this just seems like a really hard mission. I should try another challenge. Like, how do I unlock another level?
I don't know.
Like, how many... Okay, there's... Oh, I see in the corner. There's 20 missions. What do we got here?
It would be a fun RGB episode to do, like, a composite video face-off. All the systems in composite video. Which one's the best and which one's the worst?
I'm curious about this official Xbox RF adapter.
Yeah.
Like, I legit kind of want to collect things like that. Like, I got that N64 one just to have. Give away these next three breakfast sandwiches with Gusto. That's right, Gusto. Make three successful cross and wish deliveries in the next minute and a half. And add some flourishes to each one just because we said so. Who developed this game? Are they still around?
Oh, I have no idea. GameStack says you think the composite idea is interesting. Actually, it would be a lot of fun. It'd be kind of a cool like mini to do. I'm just gonna ask who. Blitz Games developed this.
I can't even lower the bridge because that person's looking at me.
Looks like they've done a whole bunch of garbage, pretty much. Well, they did for the original Fusion Frenzy. They did, like, Barbie Horses Adventures.
Oh, that one's pretty famous.
Yeah. Pac-Man World 3. Bratz the Movie, iCarly, Biggest Loser. Man, I just like this is just like a. The last game they did was Shrek Alarm in 2013.
Oh,
that's a pretty rough lineup, I gotta say. Mark Curtis, you missed what we were just doing, like the loose cable idea. So maybe when he switches games, we'll go back to the loose cable.
Oh, I forgot I had to do a minute 30. This might have been like the most exciting game that the people at this company ever got to work on.
Maybe. Although, I mean, well, they did all three of them. All three of the Burger King games.
Yeah?
Although I bet that Bad Boys Miami Takedown was more fun to make. They made Glover.
That was a game that I always thought looked interesting, and I thought people said wasn't too bad. It's a 64
game, right?
Yeah, it is. I think there might be a PlayStation version as well. But I feel like more recently I've been hearing people say it was bad. And I don't know if I'm just misremembering that people said Glover was pretty decent, or if it's like more the sort of thing that's just like come about because like people have started speedrunning it, and that like has revealed the flaws in the game or something. I don't know. I think it's like a speedrun thing.
Daniel Beal was wondering if we were going to covering oldies like Atari, but don't think we had time to get to it last week. Yeah, I mean, I think that we'd like to eventually. I mean, there'll be a point where that's our only option. The new before and after episode, the Glover Burger King trilogy. Before Sneak King, Glover. Or how about before Sneak King? It could be any of these games. It could be before Sneak King, SpongeBob SquarePants, Creature from Krusty Krab.
You know, I heard that. Man, I can't hear. I heard that like one of the SpongeBob games on PS2 is like surprisingly good and also has like 1080i.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the newest console you guys will probably do in the RGB Masterclass? I think that we're gathering stuff for multiple right now. Nothing is in production or even being scripted yet. But we're gathering stuff. I feel like it could possibly be PC Engine, TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah.
But there's a chance it might be the Wii.
Or PSP.
Or Game Gear.
Yeah. There's many possibilities, really.
Yeah, Game Gear is definitely happening.
I think we're about to lose that guy. He got lucky I showed up.
Now I'm thinking about this. Oh, I didn't think it would be a valid idea until Joe said it would be. Is like doing a video on like composite video, like systems composite video. Which one is the best?
Yeah.
It could be fun.
But you know, you would also need to like take into account like do official cables make a difference? Oh,
right. Well, I mean, that would be fun.
Official cables can be hard to come by for some things, though.
That's true.
You know, I mean, there's monster composite cables. Like I see them at the grid.
Yeah, I mean, I see that kind of stuff at like Goodwill and stuff too. Oh, this they is can't hear you either. This is composite going to RF, going back to composite.
Going to VGA.
Going to VGA, right?
Going to the OSSs.
Going to the OSSC.
Why can't I say OSSC today?
And then going to the capture card.
Yep.
There's multiple steps. But it's pretty impressive that it even works.
Yeah, and it's stable, right?
Yeah.
That 813p.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it looks that bad. But I mean, it's in a small window.
Yeah. On the screen too. It, and you know, that PVM frame, the PVM frame might put you into a different mindset.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're about to lose this person.
What's the most advanced console you'll do for the RGB Masterclass?
I mean, I'm going to talk about some things relating to modern consoles that I think are actually worth talking about.
In your 4K episode,
in the 4K
right?
TV episode. And that's not going to just be like PS4 Pro and Xbox One X. That's like also going to be, you know, talking about 360, PS3, Wii U, Switch, things like that. I mean, there are things that people don't think about in terms of like full range, limited range, and other aspects. So does anyone in the chat who knows this game really well, when do I unlock like a new level?
Yeah,
like,
I want to
see a new level.
Daniel Beale donated $3 from Hamilton, Ontario. Keep doing what you love, and I'll keep watching. Thanks.
Thank you.
We will.
Be careful with this one, King. How many people do you think have played?
You got to go back to the gates at the beginning of the area, and it should tell you can go to the next area.
No, I know this isn't the only level. Because there's the FMV has lots of levels. We've only got a little time to do this. Need someone looking for some BK. Oh, here we go. Over here. You can make it, King.
There's four areas in totals and like 100 missions.
Wow. What do I have to do to beat the game, Sobo? Also, Sobo, did you beat it on a 360 or an original Xbox?
The old X biggity.
Yep.
The X B joint. That's when I worked at a. Oh, we got $5 donation, a Canadian $5 donation from Jonk Z.
Thank you.
Saying, what convention had the best game vendors that you went to last year, and what are you doing convention wise this year? I mean, I think it's safe to say that. I mean, our favorite convention right now is Too Many Games. We will be back again this year. We're not officially guests. We've never been invited as guests. We have not been invited to any conventions this year.
Yet. Yeah, I would say, you know, Too Many Games pretty consistently has the best vendors, but Missouri Game Con was really good too.
Yes. But we'll be back at Too Many Games. And just kind of hanging out. I still have to do the panel. I have to apply for the panel still.
We're invited to. We're invited to G Anime in Quebec, but that is early next year.
Yeah,
it's like early January, I think. Sometimes surprise and sneakability aren't enough. At those times, you need to pick up your robe and turn on the speed. deliver.
I love how he does when he pushes the button.
Deliver cross.
I think in terms of conventions,
30 seconds. Oh my gosh.
In terms of conventions that I'd like to go to, I'd love to go to Retropalooza and the Portland Retro Game Expo.
Do I have? Oh no, I thought I had the stream running because for some reason these people going wah 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 made me think of my voice. I thought, oh, do I have the stream running in the background?
What's the worst console you own?
I like to.
Birkin24 is asking what the worst console you own is.
I like to think of all consoles as having strong points.
Yeah, same here. But I mean, if you had to pick your least favorite, what's the least essential console that you have? The
least essential. Oh, man. Oh, lost. The least essential console.
If you had to cut the fat of and get rid of one console that you own, what would you get rid of?
I guess Master System.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense in the scheme of things.
I mean, I've only got three games for it. I mean, I would like more. I mean, would it be okay for me to still play Master System games, but just not with an actual Master System? Genesis?
No, that's cheating.
I'm not allowed to play Master System games at all.
I'd probably say 3DO. At this point, I didn't have a 3DO, I'd say the 64. I'm sure everyone's excited to hear about that.
I mean, frankly, original Xbox is a little bit non-essential for me, but you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah. You had the first Halo.
I do. I think.
I think I got it for you, didn't I?
Think so.
That'd be a fun co-op stream for you to do sometime.
Local? Can you do local co-op with it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess
it only has local co-op.
It wouldn't be Xbox Live in a launch game.
Yeah, I mean it's a great game. It's an awesome game, and
I've been excited about it.
And it's really fun to play co-op. Are you guys still making a video on EverDrive for portable consoles? Yes, it's almost completely scripted, and probably within the next month it'll probably be ready. Next month to 5 weeks probably, because I was just waiting on one piece for it. I was waiting on the new version of the Game Boy EverDrive, and yes, that's coming. It's going to have the Game Gear, Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance.
I have to chain 5 deliveries in 1 month.
So 4 months then. No, it's going to be... It's. I mean, it could be coming even sooner. So, I mean, who knows?
What are we talking about?
The Portable EverDrives episode.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the script is... I was just waiting on the newest version of the Game Boy. Well, Mellow Gaming, it's sadly kind of true sometimes that we say, hey, this is coming, then it ends up being months away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm.
We always want to improve, you know, with that.
Yeah, every time I see that, when's that geometry episode coming?
Yeah.
I start to sweat a little bit.
See, I love how after you finish a delivery, it takes a little while for the NPC's vision cones to appear again. You've got a grace period.
Yeah. How much more do you have on this level?
I don't know. I want to know how much I have to do to.
I'm ready for you to play something else. And the
like,
really
I just want to see like another level, you know.
Golden Jupiter, I don't know if like I just there's not like a ton on the 3DO that I like. I mean, it has a lot of good stuff too, but it's just not the most essential system I have.
It's like, oh, I can go to the cul-de-sac now. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't... Oh, there's some
voice. Dave, best picture for Dreamcast. I mean, it'd be cool if it happens some point this year. I mean, I know it's only we still have 8 months. It'd be cool if it did. Nobody saw a thing. But somebody got a picture of him.
Yeah, the volume in this game is weirdly low, or maybe it's just how I've got hooked up, I don't know.
That's like a real photograph they're using.
Yeah. Minutes to score 20,000 points.
Oh, that lovely skybox.
Does it even qualify as a skybox? There's like hardly any texture to it at all.
Vinman, we did Grab by the Ghoulies a long time ago.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was like our third stream that we ever did.
I think you played it, because wasn't I out of town or something?
No, it was... I
played... you played on Xbox One.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if the implication here is that Grab by the Ghoulies is a bad game, but Grab by the Ghoulies is actually a pretty darn good game, I think. I was very surprised.
Daniel Ramos, about the Street Fighter 2 for matching service not doing RGB, that is an... Street Fighter Alpha 3 has that same problem, and the only real solution is that there are hacked, like, ISO so you could download... and just play those.
Oh, we lost someone. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this show. Catching up here. Let's see.
I mean, proper Xbox video could happen soonish, maybe. I mean, when I say soon, I mean sooner compared to like other things, I guess.
Oh, the closer a person is to passing out when I give them a burger, the more points? Interesting. Whew, almost got spot there. Can I hop the fence? Oh, there's a hole. Oh man, this person needs help! This person needs help! Whew!
Certainly, people don't have very good eyesight.
Well, I did one.
I love his moves. I think it's awesome when he goes.
I did one mission in this level. Is that? Do you want me to move on to something else now?
Yeah. I want you to play something you know really well, but with like really bad quality.
Okay, let's see. What would be the easiest? thing to do.
It would be cool to do the CDI eventually. I know that that John Linneman from Digital Foundry has one that's modified for RGB. I really want to play Burn Cycle after looking at it a little bit in that episode, in the commercials episode. See video. It's not going to be grabbed by the Ghoulies. I'm excited to see what it's going to be, though. I don't think Tri has the original Tomb Raider. Tri is adamantly against greatest hits on the PS1. And he's never seen a non-greatest hits original Tomb Raider for him to buy. Golden Jupiter Studios, I have not played Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I think the last one I played heavily was 4, like before all the underground and all that stuff. Adam Jenkins, when he comes back, I'll ask him. Because I think that's the reason he doesn't have the original Tomb Raider. Is because he wants a Black Label one. Because he has no PS1 greatest hits. I think he's just disgusted by the green label on him. Jacob, our Discord is currently for Patreon only. It's pretty full in there. It's constant conversation. I mean, we have over 100 people, I think, in there. I don't know why it's taken so long. So, he's getting a new system, that's why.
So I think the RF modulator I was using, like, died.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna get the actual NES RF switch and plug it into the VCR. Oh, cool. So
right. Okay. Jeff, we are not sponsored by Micomsoft in any way. We never had contact with them in any way. Yeah, that's... Young Scott is right. That's how we, it's not shooting off in PVM. It's just, it's a photograph. And then it's a PNG that they try built with, it has transparency on the screens. So everything, you know, like the capture device is just resized to be in there. Jeff, are you talking about Micom Soft, or are you actually talking about Solaris Japan? Because I think Solaris Japan is like the official distributor for them, and we do have an affiliate with them. Like we have a link. If somebody clicks on the link in one of our in our description, and we get like a small kickback from that. But I mean, other than that, we don't have any relationship with them. In fact, actually, on that, on the Framemeister page on their on Solaris Japan's website, they actually have the video attributed to Kotaku. Because they noticed it when it got posted on Kotaku like years ago. Daniel Ramos, Electron Ash would probably be a good person to talk to about that. This right here is the worst picture you can get on Xbox. There's no picture. Just this pass through. Zag the Wag, I've watched some of his stuff. I mean, we met him at the Missouri Game Con. He was very, very nice in person.
This is NES with a TurboGrafx-16 RF switch.
Oh, you know, it looks pretty. I mean, it looks very nostalgic.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm a fan of just like hooking up with RF and playing that way sometimes.
It is nostalgic looking. Let me.
Why the heck is the RF cable plugged in properly? Can you loosen a little bit?
Oh, I'm going to loosen. I just wanted to establish what this is. So
okay, really quick before you take off your headphones, the reason you're looking for a Black Label Tomb Raider, aren't you?
Tomb Raider 1. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for Black. I mean, but the others are easy to find. Tomb Raider 1. I never see. You know, what's funny, when I went to a game store on Wednesday, they had a Black Label. On the side, it looked like it said Tomb Raider. But the 2 was marked off with a Sharpie. So I thought it was a Black Label Tomb Raider 1, but I don't know why the 2 was marked off. It didn't have the manual. Or no, I think it had Tomb Raider 1 manual in it, but it was a Tomb Raider 2 case. You could see like the back and the side thing. It's like, what the heck is this? But it had Tomb Raider 1 manual. I don't know. It was stupid. So anyway, why do you ask?
Because people were wondering if you could play that. And then it just kind of... I just got off on a tangent about how you don't like PS1 greatest hits.
Oh, yeah.
You really want Tomb Raider, but
I'm still looking for one. I mean, I could just get it on eBay, I guess. But, you know. Anyway, let me get an 8-bit dough and make this a little worse.
Okay. But the greatest hits are just, you know, they have the green, like, accents on them, and they're pretty ugly. There it comes. Oh! There it is. There. He's going to have to like prop it up or something. Oh, it's fixing itself. No, it's funny because it randomly is happening now.
All right, does this satisfy?
Yes, that satisfies because it kind of, okay, now it's like permanent.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would slowly go in and out.
Oh, I lost it.
No, it's okay. It's
no,
oh,
I,
did you, you
I
lost
lost
it.
I just lost it.
Completely?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find a happy medium here.
Okay. Webcam quality drops when it does. Yeah, I noticed that too. I mean, even if you have to play in regular RF, I think it's okay. Like, there's something about it. I mean, it has that RF look to it.
Oh, that was looking pretty good for a second there. It like physically fell out.
Like, who would ever play it like that? It's like where it's like not even screwed in at all.
That's what I'm trying to do, though.
That would be fun. Are you able to hear me where I'm at right now? Where you're at right now?
I don't know how well I can be heard, but
someone is saying we should do a stream of like getting the worst input lag. Like, how, what can we do to like make the lag as difficult as
what
possible?
Can we actually beat?
Yeah. Papyrus, he's going into a VCR with an RF adapter, and that's outputting composites, and that is going into a VGA box, which is feeding an OSSC, which is going HDMI to his capture card.
I'm having a hard time getting a stable, unstable image. I'm determined, though. We're gonna do this.
I don't think either one of us have ever broken a console.
I broke my N64, remember?
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's right. You have when you with your with the Game Shark, right?
Yep. How's this? Is this? It's like kind of.
If it just happens every once in a
There's
while, I think that's fine.
some variation here.
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
Also, where's the audio? Oh.
I mean, this should have a fair amount of. He lost it again. I mean, this should have some actual input lag. It might be tough. Is it raining now again? Is it actually supposed to snow tonight? At least people are not getting bored just watching you try to get the picture right or get the picture wrong. There it is.
We might have something here. It might go the severe noise might go in and out. And we're,
it is what it is. I think that's okay. That's like the worst. Well, that's not bad.
I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's playable, though.
Yeah. Is there any lag? Do you feel it? I mean, you just said that, right? It's.
I mean, yeah, there's some lag. I mean, the VGA box is deinterlacing, you know?
Right. Is this a game that you feel like you could just beat over and over again? You never get sick of it?
Yeah, probably pretty much. I mean, I tend to go for Mario 1 over this just because it's a quick beat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't play through this one as much as I would like.
I mean, there is definitely something about the...
Let me see if it's not going back to, like, the really bad. Let's see if...
I mean, I think there's something appealing about how it looks right now.
There
for sure.
We go. And now it's kind of settled again. Let's see. I thought I had a really good middle ground there.
Laxer 37 in the chat says, why do they have to design these cables so that they're so hard to get a bad connection with?
I keep like almost having it and then it like settles into being okay. we might have it now. Oh, we lost it.
It's okay. Just go ahead and play. I mean, we're going to... You got 30 minutes to try and beat it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use warps. Oh, we might have something stable now.
I'm glad that people are into this.
Oh, it's getting better. It's getting better a little bit. Oh, I couldn't see the boomerang.
You die?
No, I just lost my raccoon tail.
It makes it so much more challenging, though. I mean, you know this game so well that this is what you have to do to make it so that it's actually kind of hard.
Nothing like real analog noise, though, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Authentic.
I mean, I think that the Red Giant universe, the plugin to give that VHS look, is looks really good, but I can always tell when people have used it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use it a lot too. You know what's interesting is it seems to be like losing sync between screens.
That's possible. Even the audio is weird. People are saying. It's what's funny is that it's true. Like YouTube is having such a hard time like encoding it that our webcam stuff is struggling too. Uh-oh, did you lose it all?
Yeah.
There's a comeback.
Here we go. We might have something here.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Oh, I can't believe I just made that jump. I totally lost the signal for a second there. Oh.
It's more challenging this way.
It absolutely is.
Maybe this will be a new thing on AGDQ.
Yeah.
Beating games, speed running games, I mean, you can barely see what's going on.
Well, I mean, they already do like blindfold runs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you got that warp whistle. I don't even know where that one is ever hidden.
What, the first one?
The one where you have to drop behind the scenery, right?
Yeah, it's the white block in level 3. And then you go, you fly to the top of the fortress.
Like, I know this one.
And then you have two whistles. And then if you
It's so interesting that there's two in world 1.
Well, do you know why?
No.
Because if you use a second whistle in the warp zone, then you go to world 8. You can go
straight to the end. Okay. I have not beaten this game in so long that it might make it for an interesting stream for me to see if to try to beat it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not beaten it since I was a child. Like, it's been a long time.
Oof, this is gonna be rough.
So it was UN Squadron. It was going pretty good, and then I decided to switch. Found that I wanted to play was Gate of Thunder, so I kind of made Gate of Thunder my game for the year.
Even though that's you're a little off now, but
I'm a little off now, but I can make it to the last level of Gate of Thunder without using a continue.
I kind of failed to play if I had March, time I was thinking about doing it before the stream, even though it's April 1st, but I mean I've failed to do a Castlevania run in March, but I'll try to do one as early in April as possible.
Does it have unlimited continues?
I think so, but you have to start at the beginning of the world.
That's not so bad. RF stands for really fuzzy.
I couldn't even get under that to get up. Tail. Whew, I don't know how I'm ever going to get through the airship level. Ah, it went out the worst time.
So it doesn't have unlimited continue.
I mean, it's been so long since I needed them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get it just a hair more stable. This is. This could be doable. It's kind of going in and out a little bit here. Let's see if this is livable. I mean, it's still really hard because of this black background and the bombs and the cannonballs and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like you all can see like the rainbow colors in the black background, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome. I mean, I think I'm just a fan of analog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as much as we try to make things look like amazing, like I don't have anything against the RF composite look. Like there is a time and place and certain aesthetical quality to it.
Right.
Is aesthetical a word?
But there will be a time when the people that appreciate that look
absolutely
are gone.
I heard a blade blur.
What?
I heard a blade blur donation.
So how would you get the best quality from this comment? Well, you're seeing it.
Well, except for the fact that the stream has to work really hard, so
yeah,
it's lowering the quality of your comment. looking at the stream, I feel like it looks like less bad on the stream than it does in person.
I'm gonna look at it in full screen here. Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. I think it looks pretty good. It's
definitely a little hard to see what's going on. Ooh, I'm on my last life.
Don't mess it up.
I'm not going to try to go for that mushroom. That was too risky anyway. I mean, the last world of this game, like, I'm not, like, nearly as consistent with this as I am with, say, Mario 1. You know, I used to be really successful at swimming under the boat, but, like, I don't know. It seems to be hit or miss sometimes.
That's
now.
So interesting. I mean, it pushes me lava. Under.
Huh?
You think it'd be lava?
No, it's just mud.
Oh. I mean, do you think this is the best Mario game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got a big soft spot for 64, but.
But do you think it'd even be possible for anything to surpass this at this point?
No, I mean,
even if it's like the best Mario game ever, you're not going to have the years of.
I'm not going to have the attachment to it.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing is, like, with the 2D Mario games, they've got it down to like such a sterile science.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like, you know, in the early days, like each Mario game had its own. Oh, wow. Past all of those. We'll see if that lasts. You know, each Mario game had like a distinct look to it, you know? The nice thing is, though, if you game over, like, the levels that I already went through count as, like, mobile enemies, so they don't come back. I can't blame that on the RF. Maybe I'll blame it on the scaler's lag. Come on, there's a mushroom somewhere here. Isn't there?
This is RF. Yeah,
it's RF good, using a TurboGrafx RF switch.
I don't understand why you have a TurboGrafx RF switch.
I bought it off of Bob.
I mean, we'll need it eventually.
Yeah, it was $10, and I just thought, oh, that'll be a neat thing.
Yeah.
I've got like one bad NES one that doesn't work at all, and then one or two that work. But I found the TurboGrafx one first, so we're using that.
Ah.
I thought it might have a different texture to it, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I have several now. I have like a PlayStation one. A Dreamcast one. Multiple Nintendo ones.
What? What hit me? Did you see that?
I didn't. Oh, it hasn't happened yet, has it? No, it has,
maybe you need to hit the live button. I the only thing I can think of is it like the hitbox on the Rocky Wrench may have still been there. I don't know.
The Rocky Wrench?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Oh. What are some of the RGB 200 videos you guys are keeping under wings? I mean, TurboGrafx, Xbox, Wii, Game Gear, PSP. Did I say original Xbox?
I might need to actually go to this level on purpose to get a...
Potbelly Punch is asking you, outline sprites like Fire Mario, better in RF?
Man, this is going rough.
I wouldn't think that you're that good at this game.
Oh, that one.
Oh, you're just gonna use the invincibility.
Let's switch to Mario 1 and up the badness of the RF, because I think okay. I can do Mario 1 better than this, to tell the truth.
Okay. I don't know, a superhero game squad. Maybe sometime after, maybe at 200K. I don't know if anybody wants that. Although I am back at the gym, which is good. It's where I need to be. I'm sure you can relate. I mean, even though you're very physically fit, it's hard to get to the gym and stuff when with kids. It can be, at least.
This might do.
Yep, that's right, Canadian Fuzzy. I know exactly what you mean, where you just like connected all of your RF adapters, like chained them together.
Oh, look, we've even got a little sprite corruption action going on here. This might be a good one. A little weirdness on the title screen. Otherwise, it looks fine, though. I'm definitely feeling some lag, though, from the VGA scaler. I mean, that's got to be what's causing it.
I've not played it. I mean, I played a little of like the fighting game on the Dreamcast that came out years ago. But I'm not familiar with like any of the JoJo stuff. How we played in the good old days right here.
Well, maybe not quite this bad.
No. Back in my day, we couldn't even see the game that we were playing.
Yeah, I'm noticing it even more with this game. Like, Sneak King wasn't a good indicator of input lag.
Oh yeah, for now, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe this would be a fun mini, though, is to see how many different devices you can chain a signal through.
And still
make it work.
Still beat still, Mario 1.
Yeah, like that would be a totally fun mini.
Yeah, why not? I'd be into it.
I mean, that's something that's like outside of the box as we talk about that. Like, would not completely fall into something we normally do. It would just be like something stupid to do.
Yeah. Which I think it's okay for minis to be stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
Like that's
people
that's
in chat, is that something you'd like to see?
That's like
even though you're kind of seeing it right now. I mean, would you like to see like a 5 to 7 minute episode on something like that? And we find as many things as we can to add as much lag as we can.
Yes, but we'll actually like fully plug the things in on like this, like where I'm trying to make it worse.
Right.
Like, we'll fully plug it in, but we'll make it look as bad as possible and add as much lag as possible.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
It has to run through the Xbox One before it gets to the capture card, too.
Yeah. That will normalize the
final
signal.
Yeah. It'll normalize the signal and it'll make it the final step.
That would be a lot of fun. I bet it would be popular. I bet it would be popular too.
What if we made it a challenge? Like, you're not allowed to buy anything you don't have between Corey and Tri. Who can add the most devices to make the most input lag?
That would be a lot of fun to do. I mean, I do think it would be popular.
Like, the final step would have to be OSSC to FrameMeister to Xbox One.
Mike Arenfis said, yes, I'd 100% enjoy a RF-101 video just for fun. I mean, why not? I think it'd be kind of fun. Like, how stupid could we make it?
Yeah, exactly. We could set up like it's like a challenge, like Corey and I have one night to chain together as many devices as possible.
Yeah, Q46 says that we'd have to be like present it all seriously though. I mean, that's basically. I mean, we're pretty good at playing stuff straight. I think like that.
Yeah.
Outer Zevin said, hey, Corey, saw you completed your Working Designs collection. What was the hardest game to track down in there? I mean, I don't know if I would consider like anything like hard to track down.
It's just like, what were you willing to pay?
Yeah.
Like, what was the craziest deal overall?
Probably the $50 I paid for Popple Mail when it came out.
Well, what was the craziest deal that you got once things got expensive?
Probably the biggest, like the best deal I got out of everything was probably Parasol Stars, which had.
Oh yeah, you got that for like $100, right?
Yeah, I paid $30 for it, and it had a $100 price tag on it.
Wow!
It still has that price tag on it.
Did you ever retake another picture where you add a Lundra to the picture?
I didn't. Potbelly Punch donated $2 and asked N64 and RF blur for your blur while you blur.
Whoa.
And as long as you're not using the D blur.
Whoa, that was I feel like I've seen that happen before, where that only the stem of the flower came out of that block.
Austin Johnson, I have not played Persona 5 yet.
You're in for a treat.
I need to.
You have it, right? You got the Steelbook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got it like the week it came out. Not the day it came out.
Yeah, because I think I showed you how good the Steelbook was, and you're like, okay.
Outer Zevon, that is a crazy deal for Upper Odyssey. So here's what I was kind of thinking. I kind of mentioned it on the Periscope about completing the Working Designs collection. I'm thinking about like on our Twitch channel where we're playing and just kind of doing like random streams when we feel like. I was thinking about doing like slowly playing through every single Working Designs game in chronological order. Skilled Rook tips on how to get into JRPGs. Try, do you have any tips on how to get into JRPGs?
I mean, for me, like, I was not really into them at all at first. I thought they looked boring. I mean, it was really just, I think, a matter of playing the right games. And then I, like, went back and got into games that previously I didn't think looked good. Like,
right.
You know, exactly. Like, Mario RPG was my introduction because it's like, well, I'm a big Mario fan. You know, this is a game I have to play.
Yeah.
But I still thought, like, the genre as a whole wasn't for me. Like, I played Pokemon Red or Pokemon Blue. Then a friend suggested to me that I should try Chrono Trigger, and I thought, I don't know, maybe. Like, he was, like, really convinced I would like it, even though I wasn't into RPGs. And I said, okay, well, I will give it a try. Like, I'm going to, like, play a friend's copy of Final Fantasy VII and, like, play a few hours of it. And if I like that, then I'll get Chrono Trigger. And, you know, I did like that. And I got Chrono Trigger, and then I feel like Chrono Trigger is an extremely good introduction to the genre.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was going to be my suggestion is, you know, just play Chrono Trigger. If you can't get into Chrono Trigger, then it's not a genre for you.
Yeah, like Chrono Trigger is very, it's
accessible. It's accessible. Not it's overwhelmingly not, long. It's got a cool storyline.
Yeah, it's not like crazy difficult. You know, there's like really no grinding, great pacing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just very, very, very well made game.
Yes.
So there, I did it. I'm still not sure if like the badness of this really conveys on the stream. Let me look at the stream here. Yeah, see, I'm looking at full screen, like, you can see some of the rainbow and speckling, but it's nowhere near what it is on my actual TV.
What, are you talking, Deathman 34 is...
Should I do something what? Else?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got some time. Deathman 34 is asking what the hardest video you ever made was. So what was the hardest video for you? Was it either the Switchers episode or the Framemeister Alternatives episode?
Both of those were not the most fun episodes. I would say the Framemeister Alternatives was harder. I mean, of course, Game Boy and PS2 were the longest videos I made. But Game Boy, you know, even though it was very challenging, it was like probably also one of the most fun videos I've done.
Yeah.
I mean, it took, you know, months of my life, you know, between writing and shooting and editing all that. But it was fun. I was engaged throughout that process. PS2 was I was not as into as Game Boy, but. You know, I still wouldn't call it one of the harder ones because I felt, you know, I was inspired by it.
Right.
Oh, let's see. What should I do that would be really
cool? I mean, I don't even know. So I'm saying you should play Ninja Gaiden.
No, I'm not going to finish Ninja Gaiden. I mean, I could always plug the RF switch into the Super Nintendo.
We got a donation from, Mateus Bagatini. So we donated 5R. I don't know what R is. It says, do you guys have any plans for an audio masterclass series? I think that'd be a great help. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be cool to do that, but yeah. I mean, it's hard to say if we have like the ear for it or not.
Yeah, I don't think
I always think about how people say like, oh, you know, like in certain videos, they can hear like the hum of a, like a CRT in the background. Yeah. I forgot to put a low pass filter on it.
Yeah. My,
if I can hear that, how am I not hearing the,
my audio knowledge is very, very poor in general. Like just in terms of the basics of, you know, frequencies and stuff. I'm just not very good at that stuff. You know, I like good, clean audio, but I'm not too much into making like crazy bass or anything like that. You know, let me see what I can pop in.
Something that's, you know, that I'd like to do. I mean, it's something I'd like to learn more about. There's actually, I don't know when it's happening. I'm editing it now, but I am waiting on see if anything gets fixed. An episode on the Super SD System 3 for the TurboGrafx and PC Engine and all that stuff. And it has a bit of an audio portion in that. I think that there is definitely going to be an updated OSSC video. I think that's something we probably need to prioritize. I don't know if it's worth waiting until like the final firmware comes out. I mean, it's got to be close at this point.
How's that look?
It's just a gray screen I'm seeing right now.
You might need to hit the live button.
Oh, there it is. Yes, I do need to hit. Yes, I did need to hit it.
Let's see how far
looks
I
good.
Can get in this.
Look at that shimmering, like the just the color shimmer on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably no such thing as the final firmware for it, but I feel like the numbering screen. The numbering scheme that he's been going for, I feel like 1.0 will be the final one.
What are we talking about?
Just the OSSC, the firmware on the OSSC. I feel like he might be building towards like the final firmware for it will be like 1.0. Mm. That's just a guess.
I can definitely understand a bit more what people are talking about with 8-bit Dough controllers when I play Contra.
Oh, yeah, the diagonals.
Diagonals.
For sure.
Like, the diagonals are too sensitive, I guess. Like, it's hard to duck. It's, like, hard to duck and not hit a diagonal, is what I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, the 4X 240p on OSSC is amazing. That's my preferred method of capture too.
I like to use 5X just because I can.
Right. I mean, I mean 5X.
I mean,
it works on my TV, but it's not the it cuts stuff off. And
you
I,
have to you can't do like the true like 1200p.
Right. The 1080
you
by
need
1200.
A 4K TV.
Right.
You know, I've probably played Contra through this VGA box at some point. And composite.
Garage Gamer is saying, I read you can swap out the D-pad from an original SNES controller and fix the 8-bit DO control.
Really? Well, I'm playing with an NES-style one right now. I wonder if that's true, though. I would hate to take that out of a... Like, is it just, like, the D-pad, or is it, like, the, like yeah, the plastic, D-pad. Or is it it's something else?
I don't know.
Like, the only problem I'm really having is just, like, if I want to make a not diagonal, like, if I just want to, like, shoot up or crouch, like, I'm having trouble with that.
I do agree that the audio masterclass, you know, would be much more difficult to do. But I do want to do a video on like the different Genesis sound quality.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like the variants, and also like the mega amp stuff like that. Yeah, 2X is pretty good too, but I think like 4X is a sweet spot. I've been capturing all my stuff that way as well. I think almost everything in the Wii episode, the Wii Shop episode was with the OSSC. And same thing it will be with the Super SD System 3 Turbo Graphics.
I mean, almost I've been using the Framemeister so little lately, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Sam T, you missed the really bad stuff.
You know, is someone disappointed that it's not awful enough?
Yeah.
I mean, we are intentionally leaving like the RF like a little bit out of the thing, like enough to get a stable image, but
Golden Jupiter Studios, the a capturing masterclass would be really fun to do. It's something that I kind of wanted to do, but if you're looking for something now, check out Epos Vox. It's EPOSVOX on YouTube. He has a lot of good stuff about capture cards and stuff. How are you getting the worst picture? Right now, you're going RF into a VCR, out to a VGA box, and then into an OSSC.
Yeah, it's got to be worse picture than just, you know, as it would be. I mean, it's not even an NES RF switch. It's a TurboGrafx.
I don't think I've ever beat this game without 30 lives.
I've beat it many times without 30 lives.
Man. I think I could easily do it, though.
It's not that. It's really not that hard. Like, it's just infamous because people, like, had access to the code, so they didn't really try, I feel.
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely true.
Like, it is not seriously not one of the harder NES games. I'm not saying it's not hard, but it is like not top tier hard NES by any means.
Yeah. I mean, in the scheme of things, it's really not a difficult game, even in the scheme of like the series.
No. I mean, I would easily say that, like, hardcore, Contra 3, Contra 4, you know, Shattered Soldier is brutal. Even just going for the worst ending on Shattered Soldier is brutal.
I always know you're going to die before it shows up on stream. Because it's just like,
I mean, the worst thing is, you know, losing your spread. Oh, there was a red guy. Blew it up just a bit too soon.
Oh, he blew up the wall before it.
See, that was a diagonal getting me. It made me jump up when I was just trying to crouch. Ah, I missed a red guy. Yeah, these are, I mean, but most games I feel like it's not a problem. Like, it's not a problem for just general casual play or just like recording something. Like, to me, it's not like that big of a deal. Like, I do like the convenience of them, but, you know, I'll
wait, of what?
I like the convenience of the 8-bit DO controllers, but, you know, the only reason I'm doing this is because, you know, I don't think I can use RF output from my RGB modded system. So this is the HDMI modded system. And it's on the other side of the room. So that's why I gotta, when I thought I was going to be playing on the other system. I did get a controller out, but I'm fine. It's not like I'm playing to beat Contra for real. I mean, I it's possible, but
this HD Retrovision is like retweeted this picture of Link taken off a TV, just like saying something about it being like sharp pixels, and he says pixels so sharp you could use them to shave. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of Metal Gear Survive. I mean, anybody who's a fan of the series, I'm sure is familiar with it. I've not played it. I don't have any real interest.
Yeah.
I mean, the gameplay was the best part of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, like just the core mechanics, but like the pacing was terrible.
Super bad, yeah.
Man, I'm falling apart now.
You have to use a continue.
I don't know if I'll continue. I mean,
please continue.
Yeah, I'm not going to continue. I don't think.
Yeah, it's after 11.
Yeah, well. Is that about to do it for this time, I reckon?
Yeah. Does anybody have any last questions they'd like to field? Before we say goodnight for this week. Glad everyone liked the mini episode. It performed a little bit better than you were expecting it to.
Pretty
happy with it.
I didn't really have any real expectations, but I was happy with where it went.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little stressful because I ended up doing more work stuff this week than I expected initially. So,
I mean, you really edited that entire episode in a day.
Basically, yeah. Like, it was an intense day of editing and shooting. Like, nothing in that video nothing that had, like, gameplay footage existed before Thursday. Like, I had shot, like, B-roll of the unit, and I'd strung out, like, my audio, but... like, you know, I would say around 80% of the video came together all on Thursday. So I had to focus pretty hard, but it did come together. You know, and I feel like in a lot of ways that's like one of the more complicated mini ideas that we would do. Like, most I don't think are going to be that complicated, so they could come together even faster. Of course, that's why I always say, like, oh, nothing's going to be more complicated than this episode, right?
You never know.
Can you see what this is I just got? You're waiting. I think you're really lagged behind.
Yeah. I need to make it bigger. I can't see it. Oh, that's the Japanese trombone, right?
Yep. I mean, it's like $20-$22. It's like, why not? You know, I've got the English version as a download. But yeah, you know, I borrowed this game from a friend and I beat it back then. So that's why I don't feel bad about having the Japanese version that, you know, would obviously have a language barrier. But it's got two discs, and I don't remember the American version being two.
No, it's only one disc, I'm pretty sure.
One of these, like, I mean, they both like say NTSC-J. Like, I don't think it's a soundtrack. Like, they're both black bottom discs. Does anyone...
Maybe it's like an Omaki. Is that what they were called, Omaki disc? You guys like artwork and all this other...
Oh, did they do stuff like that? Like, I know that Lunar has an Omaki box.
Yeah. The last, going back up a little, the last Working Designs games I got, they both arrived in the same day. It was Exile, Wicked Phenomenon for the TurboGrafx CD, and Bastille, the TurboGrafx.
Pretty good screenshots in this manual. Well, here's some that are kind of bad. Some were good. Oh, there's there is I'm drawing a blank on what it's even called. You know, the little VMU style thing for the PS1.
Oh, the Pocket Station.
Pocket Station, yeah.
There's you should get one.
There's a support for that, and there's like these little LCD games that have like poorly drawn looking serve bots.
Adam Jenkins is wondering what the next episode is going to be. Well, it could be a number of things.
It could possibly be another mini, this... or it could be not a mini.
Or the Super SD System 3.
I've got like, there's like three directions that I could go in for like the next thing I edit. And Corey, kind of the same, except the ones that you're debating about are probably longer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard to say.
Not like long, but not minis either, necessarily. Probably.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be doing one that's not a mini, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to release it. I'm waiting on see if something gets fixed in the firmware for the Super SD System 3 before I release the video. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that it doesn't immediately date it, especially since it's something a problem that I've alerted them to, and they're going to be... hopefully working on fixing it.
I am so curious why this is two discs. Did anyone in the chat say?
No.
There's a no resale on the back. No resale and no copy.
Brandon Castro, we kind of covered that in our soundtracks episode. I don't know if I could do a whole episode. Although my Afterburner 2 vinyl did just arrive this week. Do we still recommend the Framemeister? Of course, yeah. I mean, it gives you a lot of, I mean, the OSSC can be kind of picky.
Mm-hmm. Or really, I think that it's not that the OSSC is picky.
It's the TV is picky.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, if you're going to use an OSSC, you know, you've got to have a TV that works with its modes, which I think is becoming more and more common with 4K TVs. I think it, in general, there's more acceptance in 4K TVs than there are in older TVs. And you also have to have very specific type of capture card to be able to use it for recording. The best thing about the Framemeister is that it's very not fussy. I mean, it'll work with just about anything. If you have the setup, and plus 480i stuff, you know, it's got true deinterlacing. Aside from 480i and compatibility, the OSSC is probably overall better, but I mean, I like having both. I mean, it's not like the Framemeister is like significantly worse than the OSSC in the other regards. And it's such a gamble as to whether, right, the OSSC is going to work with your TV, with your capture. Like, it's,
yeah, definitely, the capture card is a big deal. Like, if you're planning on capturing footage, I mean, the Framemeister will work with just about any capture card, and yeah, the OSSC needs specific ones that kind of handle these other, they handle like kind of oddball resolutions.
Yeah, like if you really don't want to like get into, you know, a lot of troubleshooting and, you know, worrying whether, well, is my TV compatible? Is my capture card compatible? You know, then the Framemeister is definitely the easy ticket there. But if you're like, well, I might be getting a 4K TV, or I don't capture stuff, or I'm willing to buy a new capture card, you know, then okay, I'd say go with the OSSC.
Right. All right. Gonna wrap it up then, I think, for tonight.
All right. Good night.
Thanks for joining us on this Easter Sunday / April Fool's Day for our silly old stream.
Our silly old
stream. See everyone next week.
All right. Good night.